In today's prevalent culture, the institution of the family and faith are under attack. With absolute confidence in the grace and power of God, we at Forming Faithful Families, whose primary mission is strengthening families in the faith, have been inspired to put out into the deep, see Luke 5:4, to do our part to turn this tide. Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton, is a faithful and trustworthy weekly radio program in service to the new evangelization, saturated with scripture and containing teaching, reflections, anecdotes, and encouragement pertaining to our Catholic faith, with a substantial focus on marriage and family life faith formation.
Welcome to Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. I'm Jim Littleton. The theme of our program today, encountering our Eucharistic Lord Jesus on the road to Emmaus. Let's start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, own us, possess us, teach us, move us, heal us in Jesus' name. The love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Romans 5:5. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Let's approach this program prayerfully as a meditation. Let's offer as a petition the integral formation of ourselves and our children and grandchildren, especially in the areas of purity and chastity, and in particular, the safeguarding of our children's innocence and the right use of media by our families. The fruit of this meditation, which we can pray for, we ask an increase and or deepening of the Eucharistic life, prayer life, apostolic evangelizing efforts and leadership in the families of all our listeners. Let's meditate on Luke 24:13 to 49. Yes, a lengthy passage, but well worth the effort. Stay with me now. Here we find the story of our lives, of our conversion, of our salvation, our spiritual and apostolic mission and progress. Here we encounter the infinite love of our Lord Jesus, most especially in the very source and summit of the Christian life, the Eucharist. Now, that very day, two of them were going to a village 7 miles from Jerusalem called Emmaus, and they were conversing about all the things that had occurred. And it happened that while they were conversing and debating, Jesus himself drew near and walked with them, but their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing as you walk along?" They stopped, looked downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, said to him in reply, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know of the things that have taken place there in these days?" And he replied to them, "What sort of things?" They said to him, "The things that happened to Jesus the Nazarene, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people. How our chief priests and rulers both handed him over to a sentence of death and crucified him. But we were hoping that he would be the one to redeem Israel. And beside all this, it is now the third day since this took place. Some women from our group, however, have astounded us. They were at the tomb early in the morning and did not find his body. They came back and reported that they had seen a vision of angels who announced that he was alive. Then some of those with us went to the tomb and found things just as the women had described, but him they did not see. And he said to them, 'Oh, how foolish you are! How slow of heart to believe all that the prophets spoke. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and enter into his glory?' Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them what referred to him in all the scriptures. As they approached the village to which they were going, he gave the impression that he was going on farther. But they urged him, 'Stay with us, for it is nearly evening and the day is almost over. So he went in to stay with them. And it happened that while he was with them at table, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them. With that, their eyes were opened and they recognized him, but he vanished from their sight. Then they said to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he spoke to us on the way and opened the scriptures to us?" So they set out at once and returned to Jerusalem, where they found gathered together the 11 and those with them who were saying, "The Lord has truly been raised and has appeared to Simon." Then the two recounted what had taken place on the way and how he was made known to them in the breaking of the bread. While they were still speaking about this, he stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." But they were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. Then he said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do questions arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see. Because a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you can see, I have." And as he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While they were still incredulous for joy and were amazed, he asked them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of baked fish. He took it and ate it in front of them. He said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and in the prophets and Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." End of quote. Thank you for persevering through this lengthy but rich and sublime scripture passage. Note that our Lord Jesus draws near to these men because he cares about them, as he cares about you. Let's put ourselves in their place. These men who are so afraid, something prevented them from recognizing Jesus. What was this something? It is something that only Jesus himself and his Holy Spirit can fix. They are in need of grace. They could not raise themselves up from the mud of fear, doubt, confusion, and lack of hope. Their faces were downcast. They need supernatural help. Jesus sought these souls out as he seeks out your soul. He has a deep interest in these particular souls. He has a profound interest in your soul. Yes, he does, in your soul. So Jesus engages them in conversation, or we can say in prayer. Is that not what prayer is? A dialogue of love. These men say, "Our own hope had been. They were lacking in the virtues of faith and hope. So Jesus comes to the rescue. He says to them, so lovingly, yet firmly, "You foolish men, so slow to believe." Yes, Lord, I am foolish and slow to believe. We are foolish and slow to believe. Help us, Lord Jesus. Heal us, Lord Jesus. Strengthen us. We are nothing and can do nothing of any merit without you. See John 15:5. What is this mystery these souls don't understand? Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and enter into his glory? It is something we all struggle with to some degree. This mystery can only be understood with divine help. This mystery is absurdity to the world. As St. Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 1, this concept, this reality, is illogical. It's foolishness that God uses to show up human wisdom. It is called the cross. I'm sure many of you are familiar with this, the cross. It is the crucified Christ. It is the very power of God, which he pours out into us through the Holy Spirit, through no merit of our own. Jesus says to these men, he says to us, he says to you, was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and enter into his glory? These men wanted the glory without the cross. Just come down off the cross and we will believe. Give us Easter, but not Good Friday. No pain, please. But Jesus tells us, no pain, no gain. Christ's suffering led to glory. Here on earth, you see, it's a mystery, but it's a beautiful truth. Love and pain are inseparable. Jesus lived this reality on the cross. But Jesus' death put death to death. And in heaven, when God willing, we are brought there, pain and sorrow will have perfected love. Only love will remain. Thanks be to Jesus. Alleluia. Can I get an alleluia, which means praise the Lord? Well, some of you didn't say it. No, I'm listening. Can I get an alleluia? Alleluia. That's better. Thank you. Thanks be to Jesus for the privilege we all receive in our lives to take up our crosses and help Jesus to redeem the world. It makes me happy to suffer for you as I am suffering now and in my own body to do what I can to make up all that has still to be undergone by Christ for the sake of his body, the church. St. Paul to the Colossians 1:24. We are going to take a break and we'll be right back to continue our reflection on encountering our Eucharistic Lord Jesus on the road to Emmaus. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
Forming Faithful Families is now offering our 15-episode video series on DVD, filmed in stunning high definition with a free downloadable Small Faith Discussion Group program guide. We hope that you will consider purchasing, implementing, and promoting this video series at the personal and small group level. Forming Faithful Families is a faithful and trustworthy parish-based and small faith community program for marriage and family life faith formation in service to the new evangelization pertaining to the Catholic faith. Listen to this recommendation. Firmly grounded in the teaching of the Catholic Church, sacred scripture, and the wisdom of the saints, with this series, James and Kathleen offer a thirsty world a refreshing and satisfying drink. It also makes a great gift with eternal benefits for both the giver and the receiver. To order your DVD set today, visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988. That's formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988.
Faced with chronic lymphocytic leukemia, James Littleton came to more profoundly cherish what matters most, his relationship with God and his family. Through numerous courses of chemotherapy and an eventual bone marrow transplant, James was able to share his strong faith with God with others undergoing difficult times. Healed through cancer and other adversities highlights the principles this father of 19 relied on. James found many forms of healing that come through trials. Find consolation, encouragement, and helpful insights for your own struggles. Healed Through Cancer and Other Adversities offers inspiration and faith-building reminders of the God who offers so much that we may truly live. Seize hope to overcome your own difficulties in this uplifting account of one man's fascinating, self-reflective, and inspirational journey with cancer. Order your copy at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or request it from your local Catholic or secular bookstore.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com, and we pick up on our reflection, encountering our Eucharistic Lord Jesus on the road to Emmaus. Jesus helps these men to pray and meditate. He brings them to the Word of God, to the Scriptures, to be strengthened and enlightened. He explains everything to them, just as he does when he meets us in prayer, when he meets you in prayer, and takes us on an expedition into an infinity of subterranean passages underlying the Scriptures with magnificent waterfalls, the living waters where he gives us beautiful pearls never before seen, specially selected and created and waiting in particular for me and for you from all eternity, beautiful supernatural insights and graces. Do you think that Jesus could possibly be indifferent to whether we come to him in prayer each day? To whether you come to him in prayer each day? No, I assure you, Jesus waits longingly for each of us, for you, and not only to pour out his gifts on us, but he wants us to console him, to mystically touch him. He wants the consolation that only you can give him. No one else can give him the consolation he wants from you. And Jesus, I guarantee you, is never outdone in generosity. He gives us, he gives you an infinity in return. The gifts Jesus has for you are for you and no one else, only for you. In prayer and the sacraments, the love of Christ overwhelms us. See 2 Corinthians 5:14. Are you overwhelmed by the love of Jesus? Jesus is side by side with these men on the road to Emmaus as if he had no other concerns in the world, no other concerns in the universe that he created. And he gets their hearts to burn. He wants to set their hearts on fire, set their hearts ablaze, and he wants to do the same with yours. Is your heart on fire with love for Jesus and others? If you are what you should be, you will set the world on fire. So St. Catherine of Siena counsels us. So they press him to stay with them. Stay with us, Lord. Mani nobiscum Domine. This is the title of the Eucharistic Apostolic Letter of St. John Paul II, October 4, 2004. Jesus leads these men to the source and summit of the Eucharist. He gives them the greatest gift. He took the bread, said the blessing, then he broke it and handed it to them. Jesus gave them Holy Communion. He gave them the Eucharist. He gave them himself, Jesus, body, blood, soul, and divinity, the same Jesus we receive at every Holy Mass. And their eyes were opened, and they recognized him. This divine medicine causes the scales to fall from their eyes, and he vanished from their sight. Why did he vanish? Why did he vanish? Because Jesus never revokes his gifts. Jesus only increases his gifts. He is a pourer, a complete giver. He freely, generously pours his gifts out upon us. He left them something better. He was no longer sitting at table with them. He was sitting at table in them. They had been transformed into Jesus our Lord, incorporated into his very body, blood, soul, and divinity. And this happens to you as well every time you receive Jesus worthily in Holy Communion. And if you're worried at all about that word worthily, take advantage of the sublime sacrament of mercy, the sacrament of reconciliation, also called confession, and receive healing, forgiveness, and peace. Don't wait. Go today. Jesus wants to bring us to the Eucharist, his true body and blood. It is through this divine food, this divine medicine, this very antidote to the death at work within us, that we can now think and act and love and live and die as the very other Christ we have been transformed into. And what other immediate effect does the Eucharist have on these men? In this scripture passage, they are no longer afraid, no longer lacking faith, hope, and charity. They are energized, faith-filled, zealous. It is evening, probably just about bedtime after a very long day. But the gospel tells us that they set out at that instant and returned to Jerusalem, 7 miles away. Like the Blessed Virgin, who earlier in this gospel, St. Luke tells us after being overshadowed by the Holy Spirit, went as quickly as she could to visit Elizabeth and proclaim the greatness of the Lord. For these men in Emmaus, no 2 hours of television before bed, no good night's sleep, no paved roads, no air-conditioned four-wheel drive SUV, no streetlights, but rather, I presume, some very rough country with the ever-present danger of robbers. And they risked their very lives. They set out on foot in the night to tell the 11 about Jesus. They had been transformed into evangelizers. Have you yet been transformed into an evangelizer? And Jesus stays with them, just as they requested in their prayer. They said, "Stay with us, Lord." So he appears again. "Peace be with you." Why are you so agitated, and why are these doubts rising in your hearts? Then he says, "Look at my hands and feet. Yes, it is I indeed. Touch me." In other words, look at how much I love you. Touch me. Yes, you touch me. No, not only you in the sense of the church at large, but you individually, you as an individual, you as his masterpiece, you are everything to Jesus. Touch me, he says to you. This is a fulfillment of the prophet Isaiah 49:16. "See, I have branded you on the palms of my hands." Isaiah 49:16. We'll be right back to talk more about the road to Emmaus. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
You'll find a little bit of yesterday that will delight you today at the Family Hearth General Store, a nonprofit ministry of Forming Faithful Families in historic Frankfort, Illinois. The 1870s style old storefront honors home, faith, and family life, featuring vintage wares and unique gifts for special family occasions. From Victorian replicas, vintage decor, quilts, candles, antique samplers, and jewelry, to unique books, hand-milled soaps, old-time candy, ice cream, and bottles of pop, you'll find a warm welcome here around the family hearth. A cozy fireplace, fresh gourmet coffees, and teas await your visit. So come, sit a spell. Find us on the main street of Frankfort at 119 Kansas Street, and be sure to visit the online store at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Like us on Facebook or give us a call at 708-334-1988. Thank you for listening to Forming Faithful Families. You listen to us to find ways to strengthen your family in the faith and to better live out your role as Catholic parents. Please help us help you. We appreciate your prayers and a donation to help support this program. Any donation will be a blessing. You can also become one of Forming Faithful Families partners with a monthly donation. It's easy. Visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com and click on the donate link. There you'll find our mailing address to send a check, or use the PayPal button to make a secure donation. You can even call Forming Faithful Families to make a donation at 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988. Forming Faithful Families is a 501(c) charitable organization. Click on the donate link at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. See and support the entire scope of our ministry. Help us help you with your prayers and a donation as we're Forming Faithful Families.
We would like you, our listeners, to know that James and Kathleen Littleton of Forming Faithful Families are available individually or as a couple nationally as speakers. They offer talks, retreats, and workshops on a variety of Catholic themes. James and Kathleen can be reached with questions or speaking engagement requests at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. Visit their website at www.formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com, and we continue our reflection on the road to Emmaus. We left off talking about how Jesus appeared and said, "Look at my hands and my feet. Yes, it is I indeed. Touch me." You are branded there in his wounds, on the palms of his hands. When we look at his wounds, we see ourselves. And when he looks at his wounds, he sees us. He sees you. This is our claim to mercy. Jesus has a transfigured, resurrected body, yet he chooses to keep his wounds, to keep his scars. Yes, to keep his scars through all eternity. He loves his scars. His scars are so dear to him because he sees you and your salvation in them. He is always showing these marks to our Heavenly Father, saying, "See how much I love them. I have paid the price of their sins." He's saying, "See how much I love. What is your name? Put your name there. See how much I love your name. I have paid the price of their sins." Mercy, mercy, mercy is the greatest attribute of Jesus and our Father. Our Lord Jesus has given us so much. It is no accident that you are listening now. This in itself is a special gift from Jesus. There are so many people who are not listening. What is Jesus asking of you? What 7 miles after dark on rough roads is he asking you to travel, to bring him to others? Please don't leave this program without a resolution. What is Jesus asking of you after giving you so much? He's there at every Mass, every day, to feed us with his very body and blood. Can I commit to an increased daily Mass attendance for myself and my family? Can I spend more time in adoration before him in the monstrance on the altar or reposed in the tabernacle? He's waiting there for you. Perhaps more regular confession for you and your family. The Catechism recommends frequent confession. Don't listen to the naysayers. They're wrong. Frequent confession is a beautiful and fruitful gift. And this is spelled out very clearly in paragraph 1458 of our beautiful Catechism of the Catholic Church, a love letter from God to you. And we'll talk more about that in our next program. May Jesus give us the grace to be his pourers in the world and for all eternity. Let's pour ourselves out in love for our Lord Jesus today. Let's pour ourselves out for someone whom God puts in our path today, especially when it's hard to do, especially when we don't feel like it, which is often the case for me. I know you will be generous. Pray that I will be too. You are so good at heart, and why? Because God made you that way. You are his masterpiece. All will be well. Count on it. We have Jesus, so we have everything. Contact us at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. God love you.
You have been listening to Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton. Visit their website, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Email them at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988.